This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Here's a drive in the deep right field. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. Cubs go back to back. Pete Crow Armstrong, a line drive home run. And the Cubs lead 2-0.
Talk about a way to start off Independence Day.
Now the payoff to Pete. Swinging a drive to deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Off the video board. His second of the day, his 23rd of the year.
Yeah, keep hitting home runs. That works. Cubs coming off a 5-1 homestand after an impressive 11-0 beatdown of the St. Louis Cardinals on Sunday Night Baseball. A coming out party, if you will. The culmination of a beautiful nationally televised week in which if the Cubs were on national television, they were winning the game. Taking 2 of 3 from the Cards. That comes after a sweep earlier in the week. And now they hit the road, an off day today before heading to Minnesota to see all-star Byron Buxton and the Twins. This is Raheemy and Harris along with Mark Grody. I am Marshall Harris. Layla has the day off as we broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And I say it is now time for the Cubs to take off and take over. They have the third best record in all of baseball, second only to the Dodgers in the National League. And Grody, I think we're here. I think that this is it. This is what we're doing. The Cubs are about to do big things.
You're ready for the blast off now.
Yes.
You think the Cubs are going to put a little distance between themselves and Milwaukee?
Didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to get your definition, your parameters for the Cubs are ready to take off.
The goal should be very simple for the Cubs and their faithful. Win the division and get a top two seed in the National League. That should be the stated goal by the Chicago Cubs at this point in time.
It does officially feel like that, the summer of the Cubs. Once you're like, I feel like, when's the official date of summer? It's like June 16th or something.
It's usually June 21st. That's usually the summer solstice, but it changes from year to year.
I feel like now it's summer. Like once you get past
the 4th of July.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like it just feels like you are officially into it. You can't see the entrance because it's too far away. We are here. We are in the thick of it. You cannot leave Chicago summer now. And it is a Cubs summer. No matter what they do, you know, you hope that there isn't a colossal collapse. But whatever this is with the Cubs, it is a Cubs summer. And you're right. It is time now to look at the standings constantly and take them seriously. It's time to look at the schedule and take it seriously. And you're right. You're looking at the next three games at Minnesota, mediocre team. Then you're at the Yankees for three. Not a scary team. That's a 7 or 8 games over 500 team. But the Yankees are good. So we'll say that's a tough series.
The Yankees are tied in second place in the American League East, 3 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays. That's crazy, the fall that they've suffered in the last month.
What are they now? They're not 10 games over 500 even right now. They're
They're games over 500. Eight.
All right. So that, I mean, that's still
the
be
Brewers
a challenge.
Have a better record than the Yankees.
The Brewers have a better record than the Yankees. But we could agree that's a tough series on the road in New York, but that's not a scary Yankees team, not like where they were. Boston, talk about falling off. The Boston Red Sox, I'm actually going to a couple of those games. That is the July 18th series, home against Boston for three, winnable, Kansas City, mediocre, and then you're at the White Sox. And then not until July 28th that you're at Milwaukee. Where are things going to – I have to say it, man. I know that
here
I said
– No, okay. Brody. What are you going to say?
This is – You guys, everybody's like, they're going to be 19 games back of the Cubs by then. No, actually, I've changed things just a little bit. Yes, yeah, so we see the Cardinals fade away. Are they seven back right now?
The Cardinals are six and a half games out. The Reds are eight games back.
The fadeaway has really begun in earnest for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wait. When you say fadeaway, this is why it's hard for me to take you seriously when you say stuff like that. The Cardinals are one game out of a wild card spot. You act like they're putting the white flag out there and waving it for all to see.
No, you're right.
They're one game out of a wild card spot.
I'm glad you pointed that out because I should have. I'm talking about the division in terms of like making life easy on you and winning the division. So I'm saying the Cubs are going to put big distance in the division with the Cardinals aren't going to have that in their head soon enough that they could win the division. That's what I'm talking about. But you are absolutely right. They're still in the playoff race for sure, but they're going to put the distance back. I don't see that distance with Milwaukee anymore.
708 has a point on the text line. Milwaukee has the Dodgers coming to town. This is a good week for the Cubs to gain some space.
Ooh, I like that.
So an opportunity could be there.
Yeah.
Or if the Brewers play well, you could be like, oh, it's going to be a long summer because they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like if they win that series against the Dodgers, be honest, Grody. Your opinion on them will change.
I mean, it already has changed. Like I do think the Cubs will stay in first place for the rest of this year, but I don't think the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be 8 to 10 games back eventually. I think they're going to hang around 3 to 5 games and just keep the Cubs honest if we are talking about, from the division perspective. That's where I'm coming at.
All right, we're talking about the Cubs and it possibly being the summer of the Cubs here on Raheemy and Harris. Call us, text us, 312-644-6767 if you disagree. If you disagree that the Cubs are far and away ready to pounce on this opportunity that they've been given, I want to remind you also that you can keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark. That's at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, July 23rd, featuring special guest Michael Bush. Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. The Cubs trying to create wonderful memories. They've already done it with their three All-Stars who are heading to the All-Star game in Atlanta. They'll be playing next Tuesday. PCA Kyle Tucker will start in the outfield. Matthew Boyd will be one of the NL pitchers. Meanwhile, the White Sox have just one representative, as expected, Shane Smith. And we talked a little bit about the snub situation for the Cubs. I think this might leave a little chip on, say, Suzuki's shoulder going forward. Even Michael Bush, chip on his shoulder. Nico Horner might say, I need to dip more into the power bag after a 3-home run week a couple of weeks ago. I just think that the Cubs have an opportunity here, when I say blast off at all levels, to show what they are capable of and to give even more reason for Jed Hoyer and maybe more importantly, Tom Ricketts to say, here's the bag of cash. Go get what you need.
Well, they were talking about it during the broadcast last night. It was hilarious, by the way, because it was a blowout pretty quickly. So they had about 4 or 5 innings to work with on the broadcast last night where they were just trying really hard to talk about Major League Baseball at large and what the Cubs are going to do. And somebody said it during the broadcast, the Cubs are going to have all the resources they need going into this season. Because this is a win now year, so they echoed it once again. And while I'm talking about that broadcast, I say it was odd. I don't know if you guys noticed, there was no – talk about a night where you really need the sideline reporter. I don't think there was a sideline reporter there. Did you guys see any reports from, like, Buster Olney? They needed that last night.
No, I think Buster was in San Diego.
Oh, was he in San Diego? Oh.
It's because it was a split, because it was a doubleheader.
Right. Oh, so they put the wrong – I mean, like, they badly needed him for the conversation because they kept on – they were just kicking it around without information. Like, what about this guy? Is this guy available?
I mean, ESPN certainly doesn't have other reporters at their disposal to put on the other broadcast one of the best damn teams in baseball.
It's weird, like, especially for a broadcast position in sports, which a lot of times people are like, is the value really there? And I've been a sideline reporter. I was a sideline reporter for 4 years with the Bears, so I get the position. I understand the position. That's where you need a sideline reporter, and they had nobody giving them good information, and they were just guessing on stuff, which was just wild to me.
Some good text, Grody, on the text line coming in. 414, it all comes down to what moves the Cubs make at the deadline, because their Brewers have not been willing to make significant acquisitions the last several years. But immediately contrasting that comment is 574. My concern is that Milwaukee has added Mazeroski and Woodruff to their rotation.
That's it.
They were playing nearly as well as the Cubs prior to those pitchers being added. I don't think the Cubs can add any pitchers close to that caliber at the deadline, because there aren't any available.
Well, so, the Mazeroski's a problem. I mean, that is part of my equation why
he gave up some runs, though, the last time out.
Oh, he did? Yeah. I didn't look at his last line. Okay. That's why. He is part of why, though, that I think Milwaukee is going to stay. They're going to hang around. Like I said, they will keep the Cubs honest if the division is the main goal.
Another good text, and this is something that you've been pointing to for a long long time. 773. Cards ain't calling the Cavalry at the deadline either.
Yeah, they would have had to be, and maybe they still get there. They'd have to know that they were a special team to add on, considering their goal this year was to, or at least they thought of themselves as a rebuilding team this year with John Mozeliak leaving after this year with a new GM taking over.
I think the thing when you talk about Mazeroski is that he's been so good, even though his last time out, he looked kind of ordinary. Not ordinary is probably the wrong word to use. He looked human.
Yeah.
His last time out. He gave up 5 earned in 3 2/3, only struck out 2, walked 3, gave up a couple of home runs. So Mazeroski can be guided to. That was a 7-3 loss to the Mets back on July 2nd last week. So that would be on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, going back to last night's game, right? So as you mentioned, nationally televised. And watching that game, you see the Cubs just go crazy, adding runs after scoring in the first inning, in the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth, and then the game was over. Mason Wynn, the shortstop for the Cardinals, was mic'd up.
Great.
And he was entertaining, and he was hilarious, admitting that he was nervous and that he's used to talking, but just talking to his guys. But listen to this interaction he has with Pete Crow Armstrong, and this kind of tells you where the Cubs are as opposed to the Cardinals.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hey, well, good tag then.
Bro, that was terrible, bro. Hey, what's your walk-up, bro?
Oh, you should by the sacred sword.
I can't hear it because everybody's cheering for you, bro.
That's the atmosphere that he was talking about at Wrigley after, remember, just a week prior, they were in St. Louis and the stands were never filled for those games in St. Louis.
I know, it was weird, jarring.
So it's a different experience right now at Wrigley than a lot of other places around the country, even teams who are in the mix.
Did you, by the whole, I'm so glad you played that, Mason Wynn. He was great. I mean,
he
was
so entertaining.
They know the right guys to mic up, but that's all happening during that 5-run third, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that the inning?
It was a terrible inning for Mason Wynn, and you could tell that Carl Ravage and David Cone and company, Eduardo Perez, they felt bad that he was having to talk to them while his pitcher was out here. Eric Fetty was out here giving it up.
I thought the broadcast struggled last night in general, but because Wynn wanted to keep talking. Like, it was kind of funny. Like, Wynn at one point in time even said, hey, really getting to know you guys up here. And I don't think they knew how to handle it. The broadcasters, the adults, I suppose, because bad things are happening to his team. Meantime, Mason Wynn's like, It's all good, guys. We're having fun out here, man.
I think they got caught up in the fact that we don't want to do or say anything to distract you, especially after that first play. Early on in that mic'd up, he gets a ball hit directly over his head. Now, he had no chance to get it, but he turns and runs.
Yes.
And yeah. You could hear it on the...
like a dog.
like this.
It's yeah. Like when you throw a ball and you know your dog has no chance of getting in the air, but they're running as hard as they can. It's like my little brother's German Shepherd, Roz. My mom keeps him now in Alabama. And every time I go home, he's like, oh, Marshall's here. We're about to get a workout.
How about, too, like while we're doing the mic'd up segment, also in that third inning, yeah, I think it was. A lot happened in that third. That's where Hap goes out of the baseline, where he's called out of the baseline, which is a great call. Great mechanic by the umpires. It's the two hands together, wiping him away. Oh, no, you're out of the baseline. Craig Counsell comes out. They're all getting in their faces. They're mad because they called. In the meantime, the sixth run just scored. And then they go to Mason Wynn, and they ask him about the play, and he goes, oh, yeah, man, I don't blame him for being pissed off. He goes, this happened to me 2 weeks ago, man. They called me out of bounds, and I wasn't out of bounds.
Yeah, the Hap play was crazy. I didn't think that – I think Craig Counsell's point when he was interviewed later, where he describes it and says, it's a play of athleticism. Let guys make plays. That's what the fans came to see, right? And so when you call him out after making a play, that's high energy – that high effort is great.
I mean, he was out of the baseline, though. So I understand where Craig is coming from, but out of the baseline is out of the baseline.
I mean, his foot was out of the baseline. The rest of him was, well, within the baseline, because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to reach the base.
I mean, it was 6-0.
But I think that's the bigger point, right?
He's like, 6-0.
No one's getting thrown out of a game when you're up 6-0. 312-644-6767. Call us, text us, let us know what you think about the Cubs right now. So, I thought you were going to say Bears.
Oh, Bears. Sorry.
Or Cubby Bears.
Yeah. It's like, Cubby Bears. Bears yeah. 2.
Bears 2 is a different thing.
Bears
a,
2.
Bears 2 is a different proposition. But looking at what the Cubs have been able to do.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said we had a call. Sorry. I didn't mean to make things awkward there. Oh, we do have a call. Because what I heard in my ear is Ray saying, we got some good calls. Go to the calls. That's why
I don't have any calls on my board.
That's
okay.
Why this was all very awkward just now. I apologize for my part in that.
No, you're good. We're going to Monica in Western Springs. Monica in Western Springs, you're on 670 The Score. Raheem and Harris. How you doing, Monica?
Yeah, Monica.
Hi. Good. Thanks. I love your show. And I'm 65 years old. I have an Ernie Bank sign. First baseman's mitt, and I can weigh in on a few things if you listen.
Oh, yeah, we're listening.
I'm sitting back.
Okay, here you go. So my concern is this. The Cubs are going to be in the playoffs, but when I observe PCA, and I love him, virtually every time when he doesn't get a hit in a high-leverage situation, and you know he wants to crack a homer every time, he throws down the bat, he throws down his helmet, and my concern is in those high-leverage games come playoff time where he's a newbie into this, will the game get to his head in such a way that he might cost the team some games?
Monica, 65, you are speaking to me because I have brought this up kind of delicately on several occasions.
Why delicately?
Because PCA is awesome and you don't want to take away any of what makes him awesome. I think part of that is his exuberance and his adrenaline. But I even asked Craig Counsell when I was filling in for Lawrence and Matt. I asked him very carefully too. Like, what do you, I think it was Counsell that I asked. I think it maybe, oh no, it was Hoyer. It was Hoyer. So do you have to, have you guys made a decision to just allow Pete Carr Armstrong to totally and completely be him, which includes swinging at everything, slamming the helmet down? Like, there are things that can still be ironed out. And no, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry about this. It was Nico. Maybe I brought it up to multiple people. When we did that remote from Wrigley Field and we had Nico Horner on, or Ian Happ on.
Okay, I'm trying to follow you.
Oh, my God. I'm so
what
sorry.
What is going on?
My brain is going in 80 different places. I did bring it up to Ian Happ about that.
That's good to
that.
Have fun with names.
That's right. And Ian Happ basically said, yeah, but like, we're letting him be him, but he knows he's probably got to tone it down just a little bit.
Okay, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm going to turn my microphone off for the next 5 minutes.
No,
go ahead,
Marshall. No, don't do that. I like talking to you. But that's okay if you do it now, because actually, guess what?
We're going to continue the Cubs conversation on the other side.
Because I just wasted all that time trying to get to a point?
No,
is that why?
No,
did I just waste 5 minutes? I'm sorry.
Sahada Sharma is going to join us to talk about the Cubs. The Cubs beat writer over at The Athletic, the co-host of the Northside Territory podcast. He joins us to continue the Cubs conversation up next on Raheem and Harris. Mark Grody, yes, he is here. His mic is open on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I'm having here. I'm having because of Carson Kelly and Miguel Amaya, you know, Reese behind the plate, because of the guys in the infield from Matty Shaw and Dansby and Nico and Bushy and Birdie and making plays in the infield and Happer and PCA, Tuck, and Seiya making plays in the outfield. You know, like, those guys, I'm a product of the people around me.
Yeah, so Matthew Boyd, an all-star, one of three Cubs all-stars, as we wait to see if anybody drops out between now and next Tuesday at Truist Park for the Midsummer Classic. In the meantime, though, now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Sahada Sharma, CircaLasVegas.com. Sahada, of course, the beat writer for the Cubs for The Athletic, also the co-host of the Northside Territory podcast. Sahada, give it to me straight.
as you join Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody and for Layla. Did the Cubs, did they get right with just three All-Stars from the Cubs making it?
I think you can make an argument for three, maybe four, maybe five more guys. I mean, Michael Busch and Seiya Suzuki probably have the best arguments to make that team. Seiya obviously leading the league in RBIs. Michael Busch, by way to runs created plus, is fifth in all of baseball. I mean, the names ahead of him are basically the best players in baseball. He's an offensive force right now, and Seiya is a power producer. The two really productive offensive players. I think it's hard to pick apart who doesn't deserve to go and all those things because, you know, every team has to get a representative. And then there are just, you know, the fans vote, and sometimes they're going to go with the popular choice. Michael Busch isn't a big name. Say Suzuki isn't a big name. So I understand these things. I don't think it's something it doesn't seem like the Cubs are up in arms about it. Greg Counsell certainly wasn't. He got it. But there's certainly an argument for more guys. But they got three really good, deserving players on that list.
Well, I'm glad we have you on because I recently read your work in The Athletic about the Cubs struggling against left-handed starters and how that puts a focus on another area of need. So you be the one to weigh in on this specifically. Michael Busch against left-handed pitching. We haven't seen enough of it. Going back to last year's splits, I didn't understand why he wasn't being given more of an opportunity. Is it simply because Justin Turner exists on the roster, or is it something deeper? Because I thought he was more than adequate against left-handed pitching going back to last year, his first full season in the bigs.
I mean, the overall numbers are rough against lefties. I do think he's developed and earned that spot now, and I think we're seeing it. This is, I believe, the last two left-handed starters we've seen Michael Busch in the lineup. I think maybe the going forward, what you want to see is if he's going to sit against a lefty, it's the best of the best. It's Framber Valdez, it's Mackenzie Gore, those types of guys, Tarik Skubal, those types of lefties. I understand him sitting, but I think the way he's producing now, it's time to just, you know, continue push that development forward. I think Counsell understands that and is ready to do that. And Justin Turner isn't producing. He's not producing at a high enough level, so he has to change things up. Counsell admitted that it's time to change things up. You got to try something different, and it worked. It worked against Liberatore. Busch looked really good. I think he's making the right choices now. I understand trying to give Turner that leash. He's a veteran who has always hit. This may be the end of the line for him. I don't want to assume that, but we haven't seen enough from him to justify playing him over Busch, who is crushing the ball right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And the Liberatore home run was big, and he's starting with the power, and I think you're probably right. He probably has earned more time against lefties, except those elite guys, as you mentioned. Here's a sharp turn out of that from the All-Stars and into another guy that very interesting last night, that Jordan Wicks gets called up. He pitches. Obviously, he's in there to throw strikes at that point. Blowout, 3 1/3, no runs, 3 hits. How does Jordan Wicks fit into things going forward with the Cubs on this roster, on this team?
Yeah, right now he obviously is only up here because of Jameson Taillon's injury. Jordan Wicks looked pretty rough in his brief time up, like the brief amount of pitching he'd gotten in the big leagues. Got hurt when he went back down to AAA. He's looked really good since getting healthy. Not fully built up, I don't believe, but he pitched well last night, and I think that's a good sign. You've got a couple options as far as filling out the rotation before there's going to be a trade made. We know this. The Cubs are not going to sit on their hands. Jed Hoyer wants to be aggressive when it comes to starting pitching. We just don't know when it's happening. Until that next starter is added, I think you have the option of Wicks or Flexen to make those starts. I think you want to keep Ben Brown in the minor leagues, kind of continue to, whether it's both, whatever it is specifically that they're working on with him, I think they need to focus on that and let him figure things out in AAA, get his confidence back, get his stuff right, and then Wicks and Flexen are solid options. They're not great options. They're not, you know, these aren't ones or twos. You hope you can improve upon that in the trade deadline, but they're solid depth pieces. And I think that's now you have two choices, and it was nice to see Wicks give them quality innings. There was a game where he came in a blowout before he got sent down, and he couldn't get anybody out. And that's a huge problem that puts a strain on everybody in the not only the rotation but in the bullpen as well. And he didn't do that last night, and that's a big. I think that matters. Those are the things that counsel is looking for to earn trust.
Sahada Sharma, Cubs beat writer at The Athletic and the co-host of the North Side Territory podcast, joining us on Raheem and Harris, along with Mark Grody. I'm Marshall. Hey, Sahada, looking right now at where the Cubs are pitching-wise, is it more likely that they'll just go with that kind of bullpen piecemeal option between now and the break, and you would expect them to have another starter externally coming out of the All-Star break? Is it that immediate of a need, or could they do this bullpen thing for a couple of turns through the rotation?
Yeah, I think Counsel, the way he talks about it, he's so specific about outgetters. Someone asked, is Chris Flexen an option to start? And he basically cut him off and said, you know, I would stop using that word, starters. Don't think about it in terms of starters. And this is a big Counsel thing. He focuses on the ability to get 27 outs, however you can piece it together. So he's not focused on who is that fifth starter. If he has to piece it together, he will. If he decides that Chris Flexen or Jordan Wicks is the best person to start that day to get them four or five innings, whatever it may be, that's what he's going to do. I do think they have this time. They're not going to overthink it. Over the next week, they may just go bullpen game, but that bullpen game is likely opener, bulk guy, bullpen, like we saw the other day. I just don't think Counsel likes to overthink these things. He's very specific about pitchers or outgetters. He doesn't love giving anyone a specific role unless you know you've earned that role. So on occasion he'll say that, but that's his big focus. I do think there are people in the organization who want a starter sooner rather than later. You've heard Jed Hoyer talk a lot about how the price right now is exponentially higher. And, there's a push and pull there. You get more starts when you make the trade earlier. So you do have to pay up more. But also, say you go get someone that has some things that you want to tweak. In that case, you want a little more time with them. You want them to buy into the philosophy of, okay, here are the changes we want to make. Are they big changes, small changes? Big changes are pretty hard to make in the middle of the season. But if it's use this pitch a little bit more or slightly tweak this grip on this pitch, that's not as hard as long as the guy's willing to buy in.
Is there enough Sahadif around Matt Shaw offensively right now, and enough good out of Matt Shaw's defense, base running, and everything else to not have to worry about him at third? Or is that a position that they would consider also upgrading along with the starting staff and bullpen?
Yeah, I think it's something they would consider. But really, the primary upgrade option out there would be Eugenio Suarez, and the Diamondbacks aren't going to sell until the very last minute, unless they really fall out of it over right before the All-Star break here. That's a team that wants to wait until the very last moment before they decide on buy or sell, because they are built to win right now, and they have three big free agents at the end of the year, in Gallen, Merrill Kelly, and Suarez. So they're going to wait. They want to see what happens. I think he's the only one that's a clear upgrade over Shaw. There are other veterans out there, but they're below average hitters and good defenders. That's what Shaw is right now. Yeah. I don't see why you need to force some veteran in there that does the same production, and then you stifle this kid's development. If it's a clear upgrade, sure, you take the 2.5 months or whatever you may have the Suarez for, and you turn the best offense, one of the best offenses in baseball, into an even bigger threat. Like that's the type of addition where you're strengthening a strength And it's you look at that lineup. It's like, okay, where's the weakness? What's the spot here that teams are going to say like the opposing pitcher can take a breath?
God, what if they had gotten Bregman? You think about that?
We all think about that. Yeah. How can you not think about that? Yeah. I think the Cubs think about that today in this current economy. And to your point, Sahadev, the Diamondbacks right now, they are 2 games under 500, but they're only 4.5 games out of the final wild card. But there are 4 teams between them and that final wild card. Talking to Sahadev Sharma, he's the Cubs beat writer at The Athletic, the co-host of Northside Territory Podcast here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody in. Layla has the day off. Sahadev, is there a pitcher that you have your eye on that seems to be the most realistic at this stage? I know plenty can change between now on the 7th of July and the 24 days leading to the trade deadline. But what do you think is the most realistic as far as targets for the Cubs, knowing that so many other teams like the Dodgers and Mets need pitching help as well?
Yeah, it's the problem is there's a couple teams that, like I mentioned, the Diamondbacks and Royals are two teams I would watch that are kind of, they want to buy, they don't want to sell, so that may take a little longer. But then there are teams like what's happening in Washington right now. I don't know, you know, how aggressive they're going to be selling at the deadline because they just fired all the people in charge. That's a team that, you know, has some names that aren't, you know, going to blow anyone away, but could be effective. And then there's, of course, Miami, but they're going to be asking for a lot. And Sandy Alcantara just right now is not pitching well. Edward Cabrera is going to cost a lot because he's under control. I think the Cubs like him, but I don't know what that price is going to be. He's under control and for cheap for a while. So these are the things you have to consider. Patrick and I are digging in. There are a couple other teams. I think I'd watch Boston. I don't know what direction they're going to go. They're clearly in it because the AL East just isn't the powerhouse that it normally is with the Yankees falling off so quickly. These teams that are on the borderline, I'm watching and we're trying to figure out what direction they're going. A lot of the names are out there. There are some names that I've heard that Patrick and I want to get a little more information on before we put the names out there. But there are some interesting names that I've heard. They may not blow people away, but you have to understand the Cubs feel like they can help certain pitchers, A, with their defense, and B, with their pitching infrastructure. So that's why I was talking about when I say that they believe that, you know, hey, we can do this, that, and the other with a pitcher. The numbers may not look great, but you combine their defense with some suggestions their pitching coaches may have, and you turn a guy with a, I don't know, 4.5 ERA into a number 3 starter on a really good team.
Well, we're hoping they can do that with the guys that they have on their roster right now whenever Jameson Taillon comes back from that calf injury. Sahadev, thank you so much for joining us here on Raheem and Harris. We appreciate it, man.
Of course. No problem. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, that was Sahadev Sharma, who gave us some insight into all the challenges that lie ahead over the next 24 days between now and that Major League Baseball trade deadline. Want to give stuff away, because that's what we do here on Raheem and Harris. Are you okay with us giving stuff away?
You are so generous, man. That's what I like about you.
Caller 6 to the Score contest line right now. 312-540-0670 will win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, July 23rd, featuring special guest, should have been an all-star, Michael Bush. Baseball After Dark, presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. When we come back, 7th inning stretch is very popular at Wrigley Field. I know this because, well, I've sung it before. Had a great time with Layla Rahimi.
Hot shot. Hot shot.
Let's say a lukewarm shot. Lukewarm shot.
Layla's the hot shot.
Yes, Layla is the hot shot. I'm just a side of ranch at this point.
Speaking of ranch, can we talk about ranch after the break, too?
Yeah, we'll talk about ranch after the break, too. We have to play some audio for you from yesterday's 7th inning stretch, because it wasn't on Marquee, it was on ESPN. You may not have seen or heard it, and we have to describe what happened. It was not pretty. That's when we come back here with more Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
All right, Daddy Gang and Cubs fans, are you ready?
No.
No, we're not ready for that just yet. Before we get to last night's seventh inning stretch here on Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. I got to tell y'all, we had some McDonald's snack wraps dropped off that both Brody and I partook in, and they were delicious, and they hit the spot. And here's the thing. Snack wraps are not back for a limited time. They're here to stay for as long as fans keep loving them. So if you love the McDonald's snack wrap, go get it, because they said they're just going to keep making them until people don't want them. It's back. It's just as craveable as ever. And we got both spicy and the ranch. Did you try the spicy or the ranch?
I had the ranch, and it was good, and here's why. It was good because the low-key, this is difficult for places sometimes, it is the right amount of ranch on it.
Yes.
Good sandwich. Thank you.
They did not over-ranch
it. They didn't over-ranch it.
It's been off the menu since 2016, but here we are. The snack wrap is back, so go get the snack wrap. That's the way we do things around here. We snack wrap it up.
That's what we eat on Rahimi and Harris.
We were not ready for what happened in the seventh inning last night.
My God.
Where, let's set it up. Alex Cooper She's the host of the Call Your Daddy podcast. I was unfamiliar with her. Robbie, tell us about Alex Cooper.
Not Alice Cooper, by the way, because that's what a lot of our listeners are hearing right now.
Alex.
So Alex Cooper is very hip with my generation, the young, the youth. I would say, like, right now, I think it's Joe Rogan, number one podcast in the world, whether you agree with him or not. And then I would say she is probably the second biggest host in the world right now. Top 10 podcast, number three right now in comedy pods. If you know any female under the age of 30, they've either listened to her podcast or just know of her. And then yesterday she was doing the seventh inning stretch. I don't know if a lot of people necessarily knew of her.
Okay, so before I play the seventh inning stretch, because again, this game was not on Marquee, who shows the seventh inning stretch every game. This game was on ESPN, so you didn't get to see it unless you saw it on social media. Understand this. She was in the booth with two people behind her in what I would call a TikTok formation, because it looked like they were trying to do a TikTok dance, and they looked directly into the camera that's in the booth. This is our booth, by the way, the Score Radio booth. And they never address the crowd, look out the window, anything like that. They're just looking directly into the camera the whole time, and this is what ensued.
Cubs lead 11-0. It is time for the seventh inning stretch. Here is Alex Cooper, creator of Call Her Daddy and CEO of Unwell. Take it away.
To the ball game, creator of Call Her Daddy and CEO of Unwell, Alex Cooper.
BFF.
All right, Daddy Gang and Cubs fans, are you ready? You've never seen something like this before. A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care. Never come back. So let's root, root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame.
I heard the sing-along, but I heard the boos just slowly about halfway through just start mounting on her. And the thing is, she doesn't have like a bad voice, but what was she doing at the beginning of that song?
I don't know what any of it was. That was the most narcissistic rendition of the seventh inning stretch that we've ever heard.
She treated the camera in the booth as if it was a mounted phone. And her two people behind her were doing like a TikTok dance as they did the seventh inning stretch. And then at the end, the two people behind her lift her up like they're going to carry her off somewhere. And I was like, what is going on? Here's Pat and Zach reacting to the stretch in the top of the eighth.
It's never dull at Wrigley Field, Pat. Never dull.
Well, that was a unique rendition of our seventh inning stretch by Alex Cooper, creator of Call Her Daddy and CEO of Unwell.
Yeah, you normally don't get that kind of crowd response, so that was interesting.
Pat loves saying that, by the way. I could just tell. I know Pat a little bit.
Call Her Daddy?
Trust me, he's smiling when he's saying that, just because it's hilarious, and he knows he doesn't know what he's saying on the radio at that very moment. Here's what I'm going to say about her. What's her? Alex Cooper?
Alex Cooper.
Alex Cooper, whose podcast I've never heard. I don't know her comic stylings. The crowd was probably right to boo. It's a good boo, and I don't usually like boo.
It's a
strong boo. Like, that's probably what needed to happen, because they kind of made a mockery of it in many different ways. But I found myself thinking, she might be hilarious. I am going to now go, because that's ballsy, for lack of a better term, to do what she did and to just kind of own it. Now I'm going to go listen to the podcast, and I'm going to check it out, because it's possible that she's hilarious, even if she deserved to be booed.
You know who else had never heard of Call Your Daddy, the podcast?
Who?
That would be Pat Hughes, because Zach had to explain to Pat what a podcast is.
At the seventh inning stretch tonight, will be conducted from our booth by Alex Cooper, the creator of Call Her Daddy and CEO of Unwell. Very popular on the podcast circuit.
Are you a podcaster yourself, Zach?
Not a podcaster, but I listen to a lot of pods. One and one the count. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Fastball 94 mph. You know what those are, right? They're kind of like little radio shows that you can get on your phone.
Absolutely.
Listen at the gym, you know, wherever you go. Here's the 1-2. Fouled off the netting to the right.
That would be one of your smart devices, right?
Yeah, there you go. Smartphone, a tablet.
Cell phone, transistor, radio.
So it's kind of the next evolution of that, sort of. So JC waits for the 1-2. Wick steals. Fouled off the netting to the right.
There was a commercial we used to laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
I probably chuckled at it more than most people because most people knew what it meant. But they said, this will work on all of your 140 smart devices.
Yeah.
And I thought, 140?
Here's the 1-2. Called strike three. Wicks freezes Sajacy with a 96-mile-per-hour heater on the outside edge, two away.
Would the electric razor count as one?
So I'm going to step aside so they can come in here and get set to conduct the stretch.
Don't forget your smart speakers.
Wow. Pat is hilarious. Listen, hey, doing color. I don't think I've ever heard him do color. And that's amazing.
They had an 11-inning blowout to deal with as well. So, like I said, I thought they struggled a little bit on television. I should have been listening to the radio.
You should have been listening to the
radio. Sounds like their 11-0 material was better than what I was hearing on television last night. Sorry, Pat and Zach. I sinned. I should have been listening to you guys. I'm sorry.
I just
wanted to hear what they knew. I love it. I love it. Pat learning about podcasts.
It's amazing.
So another silver lining of Alex Cooper doing this is we got Molly saying this morning.
Call her daddy.
So that's now that's just in the system forever. So I'm just happy we have that.
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy, Zach. Okay.
Okay, I'm glad you told me it was call her daddy because I thought it was call your daddy, but it's the call her daddy podcast.
No, that's what I call Matt Boyd.
Ah. Fair.
He is dad. He's the dad.
When
show.
She said daddy gang, the first thing that caught my eye was like, oh, there's Matt Boyd fans in the house. That makes sense.
All right,
he's
daddy gang.
Daddy gang.
Yeah.
She might be hilarious.
So that's what she calls her listeners is the daddy gang. So to put some context to that.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm a check. Do you like her, by the way, Robbie?
She is funny. She's very popular. I don't think I listen to it, but like if you know a female under the age of 40, she definitely has listened to multiple episodes. I know for a fact.
Okay.
847 on the text line. Thank you for doing the setup of the seventh inning stretch. Was feeling sympathetic toward her till you spelled it out. Plus, I don't have to embarrass myself asking Speaks if her voice was really that limited. Yeah, listen. 630, she's a perfect example of everything that's wrong with our society. Oh, 773, can't wait for transition. I believe Loho knows this Alex person. She was awful, but ask Loho about her. I will be doing that on the other side. Transition is next here on 670 The Score.
Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.